Now, the South African economy is bleeding jobs, and while conservative estimates are that around 60,000 people lost their jobs in South Africa in the past year, the knock-on effect on temporary employment is even greater. Now, according to a retrenchment report released by Trade Union Solidarity, 58,549 people were laid off from April last year in the industries in which organizers, mining, metal and engineering, professional, chemical, ICT and individual members. Now, to tell us more about this on the line, we have Solidarity's Gideon du Plessis. Good morning and welcome to the program, Gideon.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Ijaz.
Now, a dark picture of what is happening in our economy, Gideon, but can you give us an idea of the main findings in this report?
Yes, in the first instance, out of the 60,000, that's people who are in possession of so-called Section 189 letters. In other words, they are consulted for possible retrenchment. The overall majority is 29,900 employees are employed in the mining sector. Then just over 8,000 employees who are affected are employed in the information and communication sector. Then 7,900 employees are employed in the metal engineering sector, and those are the three biggest sectors who forms part of the 60,000 employees who are affected. But then we also know that, and as you mentioned in your introduction, that the 60,000 is actually a conservative figure, because there's such a knock-on effect of service providers, contractors, subcontractors, positions not being filled in the past, or et cetera, that can make that figure so much greater. But we've worked on the actual the people directly affected.
So which industry saw the most job losses? Mining comes to mind as the most obvious, right?
Yes. Well, and the reason for it is that we're sitting with, first of all, what the whole country is faced with in parallel what's happening in a global village. In other words, low commodity prices, low demand. But then on top of it, the South African mining industry have aggravating factors, and that is our poor labor relations. There is mines that have been mined out. There are mines who have been taken over with new companies having less people that they employ. The Department of Mineral Resources create a lot of instability and uncertainty amongst investors, and all of that aggravates the situation that we end up in the mining industry being the worst, but even being worse than any other country in the world, comparing apples with apples in terms of the mining industry.
Now, you mentioned, Gideon, the situation is much worse than the 60,000 number, as that's a conservative number, right? What are the knock-on effects of this retrenchment?
Well, in the first instance, you know, in the mining industry, for every job created in the formal sector, you create 1.7 jobs on the outside. That is literally your caterers, your cleaning, your security, maintenance, and all the other sectors who provide the service. So if the main client reduced those areas, they must reduce as well. And it's much worse in the metal engineering sector. There are four jobs created externally for every internal job. So you must, first of all, the figure that you're looking at times 1.7 or 4, but then you also sit with a lot of voluntary separation packages being issued. For instance, Telkom haven't retrenched a single individual since they commenced with the retrenchment process, but 4,500 employees took packages. Lawnmen have reduced their staff complement by 5,108, but only 78 is forced retrenchment. The rest are people taking voluntary packages. So that shows that the figure is so much greater than just the 60,000.
Yeah, but you're speaking about that figures. Are these figures a precursor, very worryingly, to a recession as we've seen in 2008-2009?
That's a very good question, and that's our biggest concern. We did similar research in December 2008, just before we went into a recession, and then the number of employees affected by retrenchment consultations were 22,000. Now we're sitting with 60,000, so it's nearly three times more. And we can see how it starts to flow through the whole economy. So we are very concerned that this may be a precursor for a recession to follow, especially if we get downgraded to junk status, especially if there's a strike by AMCU in the platinum industry this year, and by NUMSA in the metal engineering sector and all the motor industries where they're negotiating with, then we will be pushed into a recession if all of this happens. But I am very, very worried at the moment.
Gideon du Plessis, thank you so much for your time this morning explaining to us so nicely. Before you go, Gideon, we want to ask you our interactive question, which we are asking our listeners today. You know, do we need to arrange family reunions to see everyone nowadays? Is everyone in their own worlds, or is there just no time today?
Well, that's part of the problem in the country, is that, and that's a legacy of apartheid, where families have been broken up. And migrant labor system was introduced in the country. The end result is that family ties have been affected. And the one way to restore the country from a social, economical point of view is definitely to bring families together. And it must start with a core family. And there are so many households that is a single parent household. And all of that affects our future, and as a result, I cannot emphasize it more that the nucleus, that the family becoming one entity and spending more time with each other, will also change this country. Not only family structures, but also the country as a whole.
Wonderful insight there. Thank you so much for that, Gideon du Plessis. You have yourself a wonderful day, sir.
Thank you. Same to you, sir, and thank you.
All right, then. Bye-bye.
Bye.